Hi everyone, it's Derek from the Are You Ready podcast and this is my reaction to the 3-0 victory today at home in the Premiership against St Mirren. Fantastic result, another clean sheet, and it was never really in doubt. I don't think we were the far better team all game. We had a ropey 5 minutes after the start back up in the second half, but other than that, it was a relatively simple game for us today. Maybe a wee bit sticky up front at times, and especially in the first half, but Jack Anik in goal for St Mirren was brilliant and largely kept them in it for the first half, I would say. First game at home this season at Ibrox in the Premiership, new look RTV, the flags were up on the seats, Clive Tilsley on commentary, piped crowd noise for the first half certainly, new scorecard and time graphics on RTV as well. It was fantastic to see, and it looked so professional, the whole setup. But really, right from the off today, there was only ever one team in it. We were doing what we normally do. We get a lot of the possession, we are probing in and around the box, and we restricted St Mirren to literally having nothing in the first half. We had a number of corners in the half as well. We're trying different things and we were shooting more often as well, which was good to see. Maybe a bit blindsided at times, but as I've said all the time, I would rather them actually try and have the effort and it could be deflected into goal rather than just trying to play into a box, realise we're crowded out and then just play back out to try and start again. Have the shot, it might come off, and well, obviously that's kind of what we've done. But as I said, there was quite a few good saves from Anik. There was in the 13th minute, good pressure from us, ending in Aribo having a shot at quite a tight angle, but it was a fairly comfortable save. Aribo, a minute later, he was on the right. He crossed into Morelis in the box, who, in the middle of the box, he controls it, he turns, has a great snapshot, forcing a great save from Anik to put it out for the corner. A really good chance there. We did get the breakthrough, though, on the 23rd minute with an OG. We had constant pressure, we had a few shots deflecting out of the box. Morelis picks up the ball on the right side of the box, tries to shoot, it was maybe a cross, but it was deflected into the back of the net. Goldson was right behind the defender in any case, so if the defender wasn't there, I'm pretty sure Goldson would have bundled it over the line at the very least. Another great save from Anik a few minutes later. It was a great shot on the edge of the box. And then on the 37th minute, we were unlucky not to go 2-0 up, where a corner was knocked away, but only as far as Tavernier, and from about 22 yards, he controls it, and then he had an absolute blistering volley, which was dipping in, and another great save from Anik. That was probably the best other chance we had in the half, but it was another great save, and as I said, he largely kept him in it. Into the second half, I don't know where the sound went. Obviously, there was no background crowd noise. And of that note, I felt the crowd noise, they got it spot on today. I've heard quite a few, and we've had a couple in the pre-season as well when it was at Ibrox, and we've heard some in England and Germany, and it's just been rather dull and boring, whereas this was actually quite dynamic, and I don't know if somebody was pressing buttons and putting crowd noises in at the right times, but it was largely spot on today, so it was a bit disappointing not to have it in the second half. And it did, you know, create a bit of an atmosphere, I felt, as well, strangely. So, but in the first 5 minutes of the second half, we were a wee bit shaky. They had a quick chance where McLaughlin, his first real thing he had to do all day, kind of came from his mistake as well, where it was a cross, played it deep into the back post. He tried to come for it, but he'd kind of misjudged it. He ended up going as far as the St Mirren attacker, who had a shot, and McLaughlin had to be alert to block it. They had another shot as well. It was a free kick right on the edge of the box, but it was up and over the wall. McLaughlin was aware of it, and it was a fairly routine save. And then we knuckled down in the second half, and St Mirren never created anything else. Jack Anik had another couple of good saves, and then we went 2-0 up on the 69th minute with Morelis getting a goal. It was a corner in from the right from Tavernier. Morelis with a powerful header down at the ground and into the back of net. Textbook goal, great corner from Tavernier. And on the 73rd minute, we made it 3-0, and Morelis once again, the ball from Aribo to Barisic on the left, drives it into the box. He's actually taken a bit of a bad touch, but managed to get a cross off at the touchline. Keeper gets a touch, but it goes right under him, falls to Morelis, who all he had to do was tap it into an empty net. Simple goal as you like. Bit of fortune with the keeping there. The only kind of mistake Anik done all day, but it was a great cross anyway. Maybe a wee bit too powerful for him. And Morelis capped off a good performance again and got his second goal. So that's him off the mark now. If he's still staying with us, then, you know, hopefully that was a wee bit of a confidence boost that he needed. And then we made a few substitutions right after that. It was a triple sub. Morelos, Jack and Aribo came off. Itten got his debut. Arfield and Davis came on. And then a few minutes later, Kent and Barisic came off. Barker and Bassey came on. So, obviously got to be happy with that. It was a relatively straightforward game in the end. As I said, I'm not going to get too annoyed at the first half, because even though we maybe, I would have liked to see us maybe create a wee bit more, Anik had a fantastic game, and as I said, pretty much kept him in it. It would have been a barrel load if it wasn't for him. Man of the match for me today, I don't think there was any standout players. All the players were solid. There was nobody particularly bad. Alfie, you've got to be a look in for his two goals. Granted, one of them was a tap-in. Maybe Barisic I would give it to, because he was up and down that wing. Solid in defence, creating stuff going forward. So Barisic, my man of the match. Big bonus tonight, and as much as we need to only focus on our game, we've got to really, you know, take into account what the opposition do as well, as Celtic dropped a surprising 2 points tonight against Kilmarnock. So that's us 2 points ahead already, so fantastic. Obviously sets us up for the next game on Wednesday, which is at home to St Johnstone. So games coming thick and fast. It's another vitally important game, and we just need to keep on going. And as if we can create as much as we did and at least make their keeper pull off saves, then we can only be happy with that. That was the one thing we weren't doing last year, is we're not putting their keeper under enough pressure. Eventually, you put the keeper under enough pressure and they will break, and that's kind of, I think, what happened today. So, as I said, Wednesday is the next game. Dave and I are actually going to be recording our next main podcast on the Thursday, so that'll be out on some point on Friday. So we'll cover the Leverkusen game, today's game, and the game against St Johnstone as well. I'll be back after the St Johnstone game with a quick post-match roundup. As ever, if you want to go to check us or our stuff out, you can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all the stuff that we do. So, have a good rest of your Sunday night. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.